parroting the Americans in terms of a long working hours culture, having to be on all the time, you know, using our smartphones at night, on holidays, all of that sort of stuff. And it just started from the kind of 80s, and it's happened ever since. And now we have the longest working hours in Europe. But here's the interesting thing. If you take a look at our productivity per capita, in the G7, we're 7th. In the G20, we're 17th. What country has the highest productivity in Europe? It's Germany. And how many hours a week do they work? 35. That's the average. We're now, as the CMI study shows, we do this report every year, incidentally, and we're looking at a cohort of about 10,000 managers from shop floor to top floor. And when you're getting something like 20% of managers working 60-plus hours a week, it's not very good for us. And the evidence is, if you consistently work long hours, you will get ill, and your productivity will suffer, aside from what it does to your family life.
So it clearly isn't working. I mean, what you say really does resonate. I remember in the 80s, this saying that lunch breaks were for wimps, and that was very much the case. Everybody worked through. But the fact that that kind of culture has continued, do you think that is a result of just hard times and a very severe recession?
No, it happened before that, but the recession made it worse, because if you're feeling job insecure, what do? You show FaceTime. It's something I termed many, many years ago presenteeism. In other words, you come early to work and you stay late. And not because you necessarily have a lot to do, because on lots of days you might not, but you're wanting to show FaceTime. You're wanting to be present so you're not the next tranche of people made redundant. So that's the recession has had an impact, but we already were working long hours before that. But the recession has meant we're working even longer. And very unsocial hours, because a lot of people are doing their emails at home at night, over the weekend, even when they're on holiday. A high proportion of people take their laptop with them on holiday and work while they're on holiday. It's not healthy for us, and the UK has a productivity problem. The government itself is saying, they call it the productivity gap or the productivity puzzle, trying to understand what's driving it. What I think is driving it is poor management, not providing flexible working arrangements, encouraging a long hours work culture, making people feel insecure. We need a different breed of manager, in my view, one who's more socially and interpersonally sensitive and skilled, so that they manage people by praise and reward more flexibly, try to eradicate a long working hours culture.